Hi guys, this is Maria and Manos, and you're watching On the Couch with M&M.
The show to help you build fun and profitable businesses. Hi guys, and welcome back to another edition of On the Couch with M&M. Today, joining us again, continuing our conversation from last week.
In the same clothes.
Glenn Cortino and Glenn's assistant, Amy Percival. Welcome back, guys.
Thank you.
And thanks for joining us again. Fascinating.
Thanks for coming back all this way.
Yeah, it was a long drive.
It was a long drive. I know. But in last week's episode, we talked about client relationships, and that's something that you've obviously been famous
yep.
for. But as a selling principal, or I should say as a listing principal, as you mentioned, you also manage a team and a large office.
Yep.
So we'll go into the mechanics of how do you keep that machine happening? Because you're obviously one of the top offices in Australia, let alone Victoria. So talk to us about your journey from sales agent to principal.
So the mechanics are identical. There is actually no difference because it's the same customer service to my clients as is to my staff. And they don't all stay. Like I've had staff that have been with me for 10 years and gone out and opened their own business. And you know what?
Yeah.
Card, all the best. You're in great hands. Good luck. You might be a little bit funny about it, but you just get over it and you develop, you know, like one of my old staff members just got a message for his birthday and 10 years ago he left me and,
yeah.
you know, took your business and that's happened. On to the next, you know. Yeah. Which Valentine's Day wow. coming up.
But that's one of the biggest challenges principals have in regards to supporting their team, building their team, and then suddenly one of the team members wants to go out there
yeah,
and
look,
fly their own wings.
A really good,
and it just happens.
It just happens, you know.
To everyone.
You know, a really good kid that used to work for me, Riley Waterfield, who's opened Fletcher's, really nice young guy. I mean, I still give him advice along the way. He's now a competitor, but we're friends. We work together and you move on.
There's enough business out there for everybody.
Tons.
Isn't it? Lots of young guys
work with you and have aspirations to open their own business.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Good luck to them.
And we've had that too.
If I can get them into a partnership, great. And if I can't, next.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But
people are going to do what we're out there achieving our dreams and our goals. So how can you not let someone else do the same?
The principle's the same. The way you treat your customers is the way you treat your staff. Identical. So, you know, Valentine's Day, I don't know what week we're in now on Real World, but in Valentine's Day coming up, we've organised a really nice letter and a red rose for every female in the office.
Wow.
Why did the guys miss out?
Well, they got Father's Day and Mother's Day, all the girls got something.
Mm.
And it's always left on their desk the night before. So just a rose, a card.
And a nice card, yeah.
Yep,
yeah.
For all the girls. And just those little things you have to do along the way.
Yeah, you do.
Mm-hmm. Critical for your staff. One of my ladies was just in Bali on a holiday and I made sure there was some champagne waiting for her in her room, you know, with her and her husband saying, enjoy your break. Just little touch points make a difference to your staff. And some still go.
Yeah.
But make it hard for them to leave.
That's it. What about events? Do you organise a lot of events?
We have two or three functions here. Not a lot.
No.
No, because most of my time is hands-on. I mean, staff have got families. It's a family business. So we let them prefer them to spend more time with their own family. I'd rather be with my wife and kids than anyone in the world, right?
Yeah,
no
yeah.
one else.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I don't want to go to functions.
Yeah.
That's terrible, isn't it? Recluse. Yeah. See, I'm becoming recluse. We left for holidays on the 1st of December and missed every Christmas party this year and had Christmas in a hotel with just my wife and kids. It's the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's that for reclusive?
Yeah.
But, you know, we made sure that everyone, like I think at Christmas time, we bought a little gift for every one of my staff members' children under the age of sort of 14, the young ones, all got a little present wrapped up from me.
Yeah.
Every single one.
Yeah. Fantastic.
We'll do that, but we make it into an event.
We do the event, we have the barbecue.
So we get the Santa Claus and the barbecue and we do the gifts for the kids. And it's really good. It's amazing. I think it's one of my favourite ones throughout the year.
But it does take a lot of time and effort to organise.
No, you just get Amy to do it.
But we talked about that last week, remember? This week is more about the business.
Yeah,
that's right. So how many in your team at the moment?
So we've got a sales team. I've got two partners, Nick Walker, Paul Walker, Annabelle and Ted I've just bought in as a partnership and I'm about to go on a partnership with James Hatsoulis.
Fantastic.
Really well known, great guy. And so that builds the business as well.
Yeah.
But my role is business generation. It's what I love doing. Mm-hmm. And that's the most important part. And then you've got someone else doing the one-on-ones with the sales guys.
Yeah.
And it's really we're all hands-on. Everyone has to generate income. There's no one in our game that doesn't bring income in. That's a pretty important part.
Everyone in the partnership.
Every partnership. every one of the partner is a player. Yeah. We don't want somebody on the bench.
Yeah. Right. Well, that's the only way to do it, isn't
that's
it?
That's right.
Yeah.
And from an administration point of view, from who does your, obviously the back end administration, who looks after that?
So we've got three or four girls that do accounts, trust, and all that sort of stuff. Support. And then the partners that have their own PAs, mm-hmm. we pay for our own PAs out of our own profit share. So it's equally balanced. So
great.
If I've got three, I have to pay. And if my brother-in-law's got one, he pays for one. So it squares us out.
Right. I think that's a really important message to send out to the viewers. So if you're in partnership, so my assumption is, without going digging deep into the sales, from you actually operate a sales business within your,
all of us
your
do,
business.
Yeah.
A percentage of that goes back to the company, I'm assuming,
yep,
and then whatever is left is what we split.
Yeah, so basically we don't pay ourselves massive wages as partners. Mm-hmm. We just take our commissions, right?
Right.
That keeps us evenly balanced. So if I want to spend more, I want to travel first class, and I've got to sell more houses than the bloke who wants to travel economy. It kind of works that way, and it's an equal balance. So if I want to take 12 weeks off a year, none of the partners care because I'm only on commission anyway.
Yes.
And at the end of the year, whatever's left over, we just split three or four ways.
Great.
And it's a simple way to balance.
And then awesome. No one is saying, oh, I did an extra weekend or I did two
correct.
Weeks and
yeah.
it's your turn to take
it's
on holidays.
Correct. So it's totally performance-based for all of us. And I think that balances out the partnership really well.
And how long have you been in partnership with those guys from the beginning?
15, 16 years.
Yeah.
Nearly 20.
Yeah. Well, that's
never had a... We've never had a dispute. We've never had an argument.
Yeah.
And that's the best way to do
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And it
fantastic.
Works. Well done.
And you're due to open up another office.
So we've actually got Carlton finished,
great.
Fitted out, beautifully decked out, and we're just waiting on a phone number from Telstra, get that fixed, and we're away. But now we're ready to go. And I think, you know, the collaboration of having the Hawthorn Boroondara business, Carlton, we will hopefully open in Manningham very soon.
Great.
And then we've got a really good business that's strong. And, you know, the business can't depend on me, but it has. I'm a part of it. But we want all our sales guys generating income. That's the key. You've got 35 people. Not everyone can list. Some can only handle.
Yes.
There's not everyone is born to chase
yeah.
and hunt. It's
yeah.
a natural talent and it's hard to do it.
I agree with you.
So we've got a team of 35 salespeople, of which there might be 10 natural hunters that have been trained and the rest can just handle. But you need the handles. You need
that's
both
right.
sides.
You yeah. do. You do.
And property management?
Property management, I don't have much to do with it, but my partner Nick does most of that. But we've got 600 or 700 properties under management. We've got a team of 7 or 8 people. Runs pretty well.
Right.
It's good.
We try and run them close with the sales guys too. It's pretty important.
It is. It's a one team, isn't it? It's not. Yep. A lot of offices have got the us and them mentality with sales and property management. It's just not good. It's got to be together. It's, same building. Yeah.
Same mindset. Same philosophy on customer service.
Yeah.
You know what? Clients always right. Never changes, right?
That's it. Yeah.
Even if they're wrong, they're right.
Yeah,
100%. What about training? So what, obviously you've gone out now and you do quite a bit of that.
Yeah, I do a lot of training for obviously you guys and other people, but we do a Tuesday morning session. Our sales meeting is a training meeting, so it's really sharing stories and what we do with our customers and that. And then RT Edgar has training every couple of months that we can go to if you want.
Okay.
And then we encourage them to go to ARAC and all those sort of conferences as well. But you have to, as a salesperson, you really have to drive yourself.
You do, don't you?
You can't be babysat.
There's so much content as well these days, online.
If you were starting brand new now, you jump online, you ring up James Tosfer and myself and a couple other people and just go and have a coffee and you'll learn pretty
quickly.
That's
it.
I can tell you what to do, but whether you're going to do it or not.
That's right. Isn't that the truth? What about, you said before, with your sales team, you prefer to sort of train as you go?
On the field. So rather than sit with you and say, this is how you list, I'd say, you know what, you find me a listing
and
I'll come with you and we'll nail it together and then you follow up.
Yeah.
And that's the best way I can teach, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've done that so many times where we're hands-on, right, and we're in the house. And I would say to the guy, do you know what they do for a living? Have you Googled them? Do you know what their passions are before we get there?
Mm-hmm.
So we want to go into the house knowing that they're working at the Commonwealth Bank and find a connection somewhere before we get there.
Yeah, yeah. It shows your personality as well.
Yeah.
Like you will talk differently to a school teacher than what you would to,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
A solicitor.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. Very formal with a solicitor.
Yeah.
And tradies, you know, I'm not going to go looking like this.
Yeah. So you did change up.
Yeah, definitely.
It's not.
I wouldn't wear a suit and tie. I wouldn't wear a tie to a trade site.
No.
I wouldn't wear a jacket to a trade site.
It's a shit.
I wouldn't go with a beard to a lawyer's office. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just got to mirror the person you're pitching.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not that you have to be fake, but you just got to understand what they're looking for. Do you know what I mean?
That's right. You got to give it your best, don't you?
Yeah.
You can't live it to chance.
No.
Have you been to any presentations with listing presentations with Glenn?
A few, Amy? Yeah.
Yes.
Usually I don't go out with him, but sometimes I do.
Okay. Yeah. So what? Tell us your thoughts. Like when you see him,
I always sit there and I'm just amazed at how he does it. It's just like he connects with them so easily, which I like, and develops like a relationship.
Relationship. There. Yeah.
So and how do you find managing his diary? Glenn's diary.
It's pretty good. You have to be very, make sure he's got enough time to go to everything, make sure everything's in there. You don't want him to, you know, turn up late or anything like that because it looks really bad on him. So, yeah.
And any advice that you could give to someone who may be watching, who's actually an assistant to a high performer and a principal, what's probably one or two things that you could share with the audience?
How's that for being on the spot?
I know. I think you have to sort of want them to be the best as well. So I always, you know, sort of like a little team, I always want Glenn to go out, list all that he can. So you just got to sort of, I don't know, make sure you've got everything there, everything he needs. Give him the little help that he might need, not that he needs much, but just the
So be prepared, tips. Obviously, yeah, and organise yourself.
Write things in the diary, like write the kids' names in so he knows them before he gets there.
It's the little things.
It's
the little things that they're the big
things. Well, I think the person that's doing your running around, so Amy does it. I've got a couple of the girls in the office that do a bit of running around. My sister-in-law Liz does it. But, you know, you've got to have people that you've known for a long time. That my daughter Brooke does it, but she's travelling at the minute.
Yeah.
But I know that I could give Amy or Brooke and say to them, look, here's someone's birthday in 9 months' time at 1 o'clock, I need something delivered. I just know it's going to happen because they're disciplined. And you have to, obviously with my daughter, I've known her my life. I've known Amy since the day she was born. I've known her parents since they were 12.
Yeah.
So we've had a long relationship, it's virtually family. But if I can ring Amy up from America and say this has to happen at 5 o'clock in 6 days' time, I'll just forget about it. It's done.
You know so it's done.
Your PA has to have an amazing diary system too and a mindset for it.
Yeah.
Same social media skills, same mindset on customer service. And it has to be brainwashed into them, and then they do it themselves.
Yeah. Awesome.
So just to finish up, where's Glenn Cortino and RT Ego in the next 5 to 10 years? Where do you
see 5 to 10 years. Okay, so at the moment we're looking at Carlton, which is going to open. Our crew, we will open up Manningham for sure, and then we'll run that sort of Burundara business, which is really strong. My training business is quite strong, so I'm working on that, and I'm just trying to manage it. 13-year-old son that wants to travel the world and sing all around the world, so I just have to keep him under control too. His database is bigger than mine.
Oh, wow.
So good on you.
So I've got 30,000 on my database, and he's got 106,000 and of 13-year-old girls driving him insane. So
good on you, mate.
Managing.
That's awesome.
He's gold. And speaking of social media, and we'll finish up on this topic, how heavy are you into the social media scene?
Very strong. I always thought that I'm 52. I don't have to do this anymore. I'm too old for it. But I actually had my head in the sand for a bit. So I kind of worked out that I have to post every day, 7 days a week, business and personal, on all my websites. Instagram, help me, Twitter.
Facebook.
Two Facebook sites, business and personal. And I don't get anything off the business one. It only works on personal.
Yeah.
YouTube.
There's a hint there.
YouTube. WeChat, LinkedIn. So there's 7 sites.
And you manage that, Amy?
We both do.
You both do?
Mm-hmm. My posts are a bit scrappy, but she does a better one. But I post every day without fail. Generally by 8 o'clock in the morning, I'm done on all 7 sites. Mm. And it's like this morning, all my clients got their birthday messages, those sort of things.
Yeah.
They got them in the States. We just did it no matter what. And it's just 7 or 8 websites. You post every day once and then you just get on with your life.
Get on with life.
15 minutes, you do the whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
But by 8:30, I've put my face, my cleaner face, in front of maybe 15,000-20,000 people with something positive.
Mm-hmm.
No political views.
No.
No gay marriage views. Just simple real estate or family. Nothing else.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. Keep it real. Keep it social. Keep it real.
Yeah.
And your day starts very early?
Yes. Well, you know, 6 o'clock up, kids to school by 7:15, 7:30, private school starts so early. So the boys are in the car. They're doing texting and email on the way.
Yeah, you said that last time.
So that's pretty normal for us. And then drop them off and then find somewhere for a coffee and then go and give Amy and Liz and Brooke about 20 or 30 emails and then get out of the office and go and sit in the coffee shop for the rest of the day.
That's awesome.
List some property.
That's the most important. I mean, at the end of the day, you have to do deals, right?
Yeah.
So for me, my priority is list something.
Yes.
If I list something, I think, if I list two, I'd just go home.
Yeah, one. I'm done for the day.
Done.
Yeah.
I love it. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Glenn, Amy, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us. Thank you very much.
And we'll leave contact details. Someone wants to get in contact with you, obviously, take you up on your training.
Yeah, yeah, anytime. And so yeah, forth. Sure.
And, yeah.
Guys, we've got our next one organised, so yep. we've booked you in, and I look forward to that.
Yeah, great.
Thanks for joining us, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Look forward to seeing you at the next episode.
See you later.
Cheers.
See you next week.
Thank you.